Random House Audio presents The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks by Rebecca Skloot. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell with Bonnie Turpin. A few words about this book. This is a work of nonfiction. No names have been changed, no characters invented, no events fabricated. While writing this book, I conducted more than 1,000 hours of interviews with family and friends of Henrietta Lacks, as well as with lawyers, ethicists, scientists, and journalists who've written about the Lacks family. I also relied on extensive archival photos and documents, scientific and historical research, and the personal journals of Henrietta's daughter, Deborah Lacks. I've done my best to capture the language with which each person spoke and wrote. Dialogue appears in native dialects. Passages from diaries and other personal writings are quoted exactly as written. As one of Henrietta's relatives said to me, "If you pretty up how people spoke and change the things they said, that's dishonest. It's taking away their lives, their experiences, and their selves." In many places, I've adopted the words interviewees use to describe their worlds and experiences. In doing so, I've used the language of their times and backgrounds, including words such as colored. Members of the Lacks family often referred to Johns Hopkins as John Hopkin, and I've kept their usage when they're speaking. Anything written in the first person in Deborah Lacks's voice is a quote of her speaking, edited for length and occasionally clarity. Since Henrietta Lacks died decades before I began writing this book, I relied on interviews,